Chapter 1. Accept Your Situation. Do you regularly beat yourself up because you procrastinate? Do you feel guilty for not being able to complete the tasks you should be doing? If so, I encourage you to accept your current situation as it is. Accept where you are right now, completely. Don't dwell on the past, wishing you'd done things differently way back when. This will only keep you stuck in your rut. Instead, show yourself compassion. The simple fact you beat yourself up over past mistakes is a genuine sign you want to move forward in your life. You want to accomplish your goals and feel better about yourself, don't you? This means deep down you really care about yourself and want the best for yourself. Behind the harsh way you may treat yourself now, there is a deep love for yourself. So take the time to acknowledge this fact. Let this sink in for a moment. We tend to believe that criticizing ourselves is the best way to motivate ourselves, but in truth, it is totally ineffective, not to mention upsetting and painful. Self-compassion has been shown to be a more effective motivator. Why not learn to be kind to yourself? Why not accept the fact you cannot feel great all the time? Remember, the times when you feel negative or down are temporary. Sooner or later, the clouds will dissipate and you will feel better about yourself. You'll find that the more self-compassionate you become, the faster you will retrieve your motivation and the less suffering you will impose on yourself. Being kind to myself has helped me tremendously. For instance, I've been struggling with writing this book and others, but I understand this is a normal part of the process. It's part of being human. Nobody is perfect. Imagine how dull your life would be if you never had to overcome any challenges. How could you ever feel proud of yourself for your accomplishments if they were easy to achieve? As I wrote in Master Your Emotions, your feelings are there to tell you something. In fact, feeling stuck or unmotivated is not a bad thing. Emotions are the way for your body and your mind to give you feedback. They are a sign that you need to change something about your situation. For instance, a lack of motivation may tell you that you need to clarify what you really want in life, complete unfinished business, declutter your physical environment, focus more on what you love doing, remove draining activities, let go of some toxic people in your life, take better care of yourself, rest, and so on. There are plenty of reasons for you to lack motivation, and we'll discuss many of them in this book. The bottom line is, where you are now is exactly where you're supposed to be right now. So stop trying to be somewhere else. Instead, accept your situation and take a fresh start from where you are right now. More importantly, take it easy. Give yourself permission to let go of your worries for a while. There's absolutely no need to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. This doesn't help you or anyone else. Just relax.